Don't miss breakfast.
Weekdays from 6
with Ali Clark
on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Can you imagine aiming to do something that you've always wanted to do? You've had a couple of cracks at it, but you still haven't been able to climb that summit. And I'm actually saying that in a literal sense, because Lynette Trott, we've been following her quest and her third attempt to climb Everest. How are you, Lynette?
A little sore in the knee, Ali. Quite disappointed, but every day getting better and better.
Well, just remind everybody, what sort of work had you put in to be able to get to Nepal, because you were going for your third attack on the mountain?
Yes, third attempt on her. And huge days, 12, 14-hour hiking days, three times a week, strength and conditioning training and all of the rehab to keep this body going. And then it didn't happen.
No, it didn't. And why didn't it, Lynette? This is just bizarre.
Well, Dorje, he says that this is definitely a world first reason for not summiting Everest. I fell in a potato cellar.
So were you out for dinner? How did you fall in a potato cellar?
We just arrived in. We'd hiked up from Nanchai Bazaar up to Kumjung, Nishtu, and we were in the tea house, had our lunch, and of course at the tea house you're in and out, you're off to your room. My bag hadn't arrived yet, so I was in and out checking to see if my bag arrived and trip to the loo. And it was actually the last trip to the toilet that was my downfall. I came back into the tea room out of the light into the darker tea room, went to close the door, turned to come back into the room, and my next thought was just lying on my back in the dark and pain, excruciating pain. I had no idea how I got there. I still don't have any memory of the fall. Literally, they had gone in to get their potatoes out for dinner, and the potato cellar is in the doorway, in the floor, under the floor. They lifted up the floorboards. I didn't see it, and down I went.
Down you went. So how badly were you injured?
I've chipped my right hip, but that doesn't give me any grief at all. Mm-hmm. I've done the MCL in my knee, and the bruises are they're starting to fade now, but bruises all over the place. I hurt my hands. Clearly my hands must have protected my head on the way
down.
Yeah,
you're so lucky.
I've got to focus on the positives. I've got to focus on the fact that I didn't hit my head or damage my spine.
Yeah.
And that the care over there in Nepal was fantastic from the team, getting me out, helicoptering me out the next day, and the care in the hospital for the 24 hours was just amazing.
So then, Lynette, you ring home and you tell your loved ones and family members, look, I'm not going to be able to try Everest because I've fallen down a potato cellar. How did they go with that?
There were a few spud jokes. The best one so far is that I don't have a chip on my shoulder.
Well done. So cruel, but well done.
But everyone was so incredibly disappointed. I actually didn't advise anybody until I knew what was happening, until I was out of hospital and I could actually give good news rather than everybody panicking and assuming the worst. So I was a few days into it by the time I actually rang home. But for me, it really hit home, that disappointment that I had let down my family, my friends, my team Trotty that helped to get me there over the last couple of years, and more importantly, that I'd let down the girls of Nepal, Plan International, not being able to get their message out, and standing on top of the world for them and showing them that girls can do anything.
So, Lynette, this also, you had, it was pretty expensive exercise going to Everest. Do you get any money back? Are you insured or what happens?
I am insured. I really believe it. Well, you can't climb. You can't climb with the company that I went with, Adventure Consultants, unless you are fully insured.
Yeah.
The insurance company was fantastic. They facilitated the process to get me chopped out. So all of that paid for the hospital. And now I'm just waiting to see what will happen with the actual payout for the unconsumed, in inverted commas, part of my climb. And that will really determine financially where I go from here as to whether I need to adapt my dreams going forwards or whether there will be an attempt number 4 on Everest. But that said, I've been told by the lovely ultrasound lady in Nepal that this one didn't count as an attempt. This was just a walk in the park and a scenic flight out. And who am I to argue with her?
Exactly. You've only tried Everest twice now. That's okay.
That's right.
All right. Oh, Lynette, look, thank you so much. I am so, so sorry for you. Venkat from Roslyn Park says, I really feel for Lynette. I know about these cozy wooden tea houses and everything else. So I know
thank
that you,
Venkat.
did take... I know you did take over cricket gear for Saka as well. Oh. That must have given you something worthwhile to hold on to.
Oh, Ali, that is one. When I try to focus on the positives, that one is number one. The looks on the children's faces when I gave them that cricket equipment. Oh, and they immediately, there was balls going everywhere. The cricket match was on. And it was the kids, it was the teachers, it was the committee members and the construction workers. And I'd been there to check the construction of the school, and it was on schedule when I arrived.
Not so much
when I left.
Oh, Lynette, we'll keep in touch. I'd love to know how you're feeling. Good luck getting that knee back up and working and running, okay?
Ali, thank you so much.
ABC Radio Adelaide, 891 AM, digital radio and the ABC Radio app.